Let's go now to business news. Emma Hatton is in with us in the studio. Kia ora, Emma.
Good morning.
Now, firstly, what is going on with the markets today?
Yeah, looking at Wall Street, it opened lower on Monday. Investors perhaps cashing in on the strong gains during November, very strong month on Wall Street. Perhaps some end-of-month portfolio rebalancing as well. Energy stocks are leading the dip in early trading. Nevertheless, though, Dow Jones is on track for its biggest monthly gain since 1987. Is currently down on yesterday, though, about 1.2%. The broader S&P 500 is down 0.8% and the NASDAQ is down about 0.6%. Our own top 50 index had a strong start to the week. It closed up 129 points yesterday, 1%. It starts today at 12,769 points. That was actually a record close for it yesterday. And in the currencies, the New Zealand dollar is at 70.2 US cents, very strong against the US, and 95.5 Australian.
Now, this is interesting. Business confidence is up.
Yes, business confidence is up. This is according to the ANZ Bank. Their latest business confidence survey has headline sentiment at a net negative 7% for November, half the pessimism level of October, and the highest reading since late 2017. The more closely followed measure of how firms feel about their own future lifted by 5 points, with a net 9% of firms expecting business to improve over the next 12 months. ANZ's chief economist, Sharon Zollner, says the monetary and fiscal response to date has been effective.
It is just worth remembering, though, that both monetary and fiscal policy do work by bringing forward spending from the future. It's not money for jam. And so they do have to be used judiciously. And with businesses feeling really quite upbeat and the housing market obviously going extremely well, the case for further emergency type measures from fiscal or monetary policy has certainly waned.
And we'll have more from Sharon Zollner and that business confidence survey later in the hour.
Now, there's been lots of talk, of course, about the housing market recently. The tax department now beefing up its enforcement of the Brightline property tax.
Yes, the IRD has been in touch and will be in touch with individuals and tax agents where it thinks the tax on the profit from property sales hasn't been paid. Tax at a person's marginal rate is payable on the sale of a property other than the family home, depending when it was bought in the past 5 years. Now, the tax partner at KPMG, Paul McPadden, says the crackdown's no surprise in the current environment, and it's not just the big investors who will be caught out.
Similarly, if you've been rearranging your affairs and perhaps transferring houses to other family members or to perhaps looking at whether a family trust should hold one of your investment properties, then again, technically, those sorts of things could get caught.
And we'll have more from Paul McPadden when I'm back at 10 to 7. Also, the latest numbers are on those financial markets as well.
Thank you very much. That's Emma Hatton from our business desk.